Okay, Ellie, nice to see you. Hello. Okay, so let's start off with the two silos which we started discussing. Let's repeat about where we're holding, and we're trying to discover a case where you pay for wages even though the guy didn't do the job. That's our main trying to search over here. We're trying to find, is there such a scenario which ever exists? So if you go to the Marmokomis, and Tully's going to bring it up as usual. Excellent service here from Tully. Go on. So what we have this case, which we seem to got a result last week. Let's see if it's the result. Where Reuven was going abroad, he went into a taxi with his whole family to the airport, and he's taking off. And he mentioned the taxi driver, who says, "Can you pick me up on the way back? You know what? I'm going to arrive at around 4 o'clock in the morning, a long distance flight. Can you be there 45 minutes after landing? Can you be there 45 minutes?" So the taxi says, for sure, 4 o'clock in the morning, no problem. So I should be around 4:45. So the guy said, look, I don't know. You never know what's going to happen with these planes, if they're going to land on time or not. Maybe you should check out when it lands. Check out where it lands, and then add 45 minutes from the time of landing. So check up before you come and add 45 minutes." So they took off, and on the return journey, the taxi driver woke up early. He contacted the information through the computer to see when it's landing time, and it says there's a delay. It says there's a delay. It's no longer 4 o'clock. It's going to be 4:45. So add 45 minutes to 4:45. So it's have to be there 5:30. So the taxi driver gets there at 5:30, and he looks around, and no one's around. And then it discovers that what happened was that the information that the computer gave was inaccurate. It was always landing on time, and it landed at 4 o'clock. And they came out, and they came out. Reuven came out with his whole family at 4:45, like planned. Looked around, taxi driver not here. Stayed around a few minutes to see if he's coming. He's not coming. Tried to contact him, even the phone wasn't available, and therefore he got his own way home. Now, this question I'm based on is that does he have to pay? Because he didn't do the job for him. But on the other hand, it was an onus. It was onus. Everyone agrees there's an onus scenario over here. No side is negligent over here. Everyone followed the rules. Everyone was reasonable and what they did. Totally onus on all parties. So what's the deal? An onus when the job isn't performed and an onus happens, do you pay for wages? So if you look back at the Marmokomis, we'll see first of all the Shulchan Aruch, which the last thing we saw last week, we'll see again. And look how we make a halachic statement on this Shulchan Aruch. We want to know if it's accurate or not.
Just a minute. Can I ask a quick question? There was no loss to the taxi driver. Does the question even start?
Well, there was a loss. He got up early and he
He
didn't have a
lost profit, potential
right.
profit. And gas costs and wear and tear on
Gas
car.
costs, sleep costs, grumpiness costs. There's lots of costs in getting up early, I'm afraid. Yeah, there's lots of costs. Maybe not exactly all monetary costs. Yeah, but there was definitely gas loss, that's for sure. Yeah. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Hasukhasapo, Lasko Sodom is Zehana. I hired you as a worker. Your job, Mr. Worker, your job is, I've got a field. Take from the river next to the field. Take water out of it and water the field. But Posko, you're supposed to do the work the whole day watering the field. And halfway through the day, hey, the river dries up. There's no water. I can't do the job. The Shulchan Aruch says, well, you have to pay him some sort of wage, and says the Rambam, well, yeah, he doesn't get all his wages, of course. Whenever there's an onus that stops the worker from doing the whole job, whether it's an onus which no one expects, or if it's an onus that both of them understand it could happen, but they're both on the same level. Playing field, say to the pot, then the rule is if you can't do the job, the worker is going to lose, he doesn't get paid. Onus, no one's negligent over here. Only case where the worker would get money is the Balabais Yotel Polonita. The Balabais knows of an onus which is potential. The Pole has no idea. So therefore, the Balabais should have informed the worker when he employed it and say, you know, there's a potential like this and this and this. He didn't tell them that. That's the only case where we say, save the Balabais, then the Balabais will have to win. But if it's a regular onus where they're on the same level of knowledge, not knowledge, then the one who loses is the worker. So we're suggesting out of this case, what we're suggesting, therefore, would be the result in our case. Does the taxi driver get his wages or not? What we would say under the rules of the Ramah over there, would he get his wages? What we suggest? What would be the answer? So Tony says not. Everyone says not. Yeah. Ellie says not. Yeah. So David said not. Yeah. So, yeah, the Chora not, because that's the rule. In our case, both of them are onus, which is no one's more liable than the other on the level of onus expectation over there. So the Chora, he doesn't get paid. So now, to see whether that's true or not, Halacha Lamaisa. So now, throw out this case, which I called the spicy case of last week to think about. And now we're actually going to analyze it. Now, what's the case? If you go back to Mar Mokomis, and this is where we start thinking. Go back to my Gomez, and we'll see over there a very colorful car. If we go down a bit, we see a colorful car. Yeah, what's this car? So here we have Ruve. Ruve, what's his job? Well, it's election time, election fever. And one of the parties phones it up and said, look, Ruve, we want you to come around and drive the car with all our stickers and banners advertising our party. Okay? That's what he does the whole day, just on election day, go round and round and round with our panel. So he comes round, and he gets into the car. It's all pasted up. It's all pasted up. It's been pasted up with the right stickers. And he starts on his journey of on election day of advertising this party. Now, within the first hour, he comes to a street, and there's a big crowd that seem to be blocking the street a bit. So he gets stuck in a bit of traffic, and there's a lot of people, I won't say who the people are, maybe I mentioned it slightly, came out of my mouth last week, I won't mention this week, that a lot of people came surrounding that car, and one of the guys over there is a good schmoozer, and he starts schmoozing to Reuven in the car. And they have a bit of schmooze because there's nothing else to do because of the traffic. And they schmooze about 5 or 6 minutes, and then that's the end of the schmooze. Our traffic's over, and he starts going on his job round and round, and he does that the whole day, hours and hours, until the end of the polls that close, the election polls close, and he comes back to his destination to return and get his wages from the party which he's been advertising. So he comes back, and he said, look, comes out of his car and says, look, time to pay. And everyone comes out, and they're astonished. They look at the car and they see that all the stickers on the car have been pasted over with stickers of the opposition party. Now he realizes this. When did this happen? This happened within the first hour of the day. Obviously, those people, when I was switching with, they were plastering my car with different stickers. And he's been advertising the wrong party the whole day. But it's an onus, it's an onus, it's an onus. So now the shiner, does he get paid for his work or not paid for the work? According to our rules, what would you say, does he get paid for that? Yeah, assuming that we say it's onus, it's an onus, yeah. It's an onus, no negligence over here. There's an onus that stopped him doing the job. So according to, based on what we've just introduced you to, what's the din when there's an onus that prevents the worker from doing the job? What's the status? Who gets? Does he get paid or not? What did we just say?
I would say he has to get paid by the opposition party.
maybe that's true. But
he actually
he doesn't get paid. Yeah,
he didn't do the job, but he actually hurt the party.
Yeah, but onus not doing the job.
Here there were costs well beyond the case of the Shulchan Aruch.
Mm, what did you say?
Here there were costs well beyond the case of Shulchan Aruch. He spent the whole day doing it.
What do you mean?
his car, driving his car, the gas, the wear and tear, and his entire tights. The case of the shoulder is he stopped working. There was no work to do. He stopped. Here he's still working, number one. And number two, it's actually costing him money while he's working.
Okay, so he's still working, but he's working for the wrong people. It was working for the different party. So maybe he's got a good claim over there. But on these people, they look at it. They said, you worked for half an hour for us. And the owner stopped you working for us. Okay, you started working for somebody else after that. But for us, you stopped working. For us, we should have the halakha we just said. Owner stops you working. Then the din is, as Boris says, we just said, the worker can't get paid. Owners, even as owners, he stops his working, can't get paid from the original guys.
When you say owners, you know, it's the same as the cab driver. I would have thought the cab driver would have had an obligation, since something changed with the airline, is to check again before he goes out. The question is whether or not the passenger should have called the cab. Here, it's the same thing. The cab driver, first of all, neither side knew something the other one didn't know, that this kind of thing could happen. But the cab driver, so on that basis alone, the driver doesn't get paid. But the driver should have gone out, taken a look from time to time. Are the things on properly? Am I being seen? So I don't think he should get paid.
So I think that to just repeat what we said, firstly, in the case of the cab driver in the plane case, there was an onus there, which even it wouldn't help the cab driver falling up again or doing again, because it was a problem in the system. There was an actual problem in the system of the technical system of the computer, and it just gave wrong information. So that would have helped. So it's definitely an onus which no one would be able to discover. In our case as well, we're talking about a situation where there's, like yourself, you laughed, everyone, when you had this case. It's not something you expect. Not something you expect to happen, and therefore it's not something that the taxi driver knows more than the people who have hired him, the party members, the party that hires him. So therefore, question is he supposed to get out, have himself in the jacket? I don't know if he's doing his job at Emunah. He's supposed to do the constantly running around with his car, and if he's going to eat anything, just eat anything in the car, and just be busy with that, getting out. But we can hear there's an onus, but it doesn't help him. Like we said, onus of stopping to do work still doesn't get wages. But is it exactly the same? So I'm going to introduce you now. I'm going to introduce you to a Shulchan Aruch over here, and see how does this Shulchan Aruch fit with what we've already learned. Another Shulchan Aruch, number two. You look at number two, go down to number two. Let's see what the Shulchan Aruch said. How does this fit what we just learned, the rules? Says the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Amin Hei, Hasoch is a pole, Lehevi lo shlichus mamokin lamokin. Aha, worker, what's your job? You're supposed to bring shlichus mamokin lamokin, meaning I give you a certain envelope maybe to deliver, and you're supposed to travel it, take that information, and you from Yerushalayim to Bet Shemesh, Yerushalayim, okay. Vahoch, and he went. Velo motzis shom mas yavi. And he didn't find the envelope that he was supposed to pick up. He was told, you go to Yerushalayim, pick up an envelope and bring it back. So he went to Yerushalayim, he went to the place where he was told, and an onus happens that the envelope wasn't there. And then he had to come back to Beit Shemesh. So he didn't do the job and he was asked because of an onus. The envelope wasn't there. No party was blamed for having the envelope not there. So you think the halach would be onus, not being able to do the job, don't get paid. Here, it says in the Shulchan Aruch, no sinas schar b'shoron, you do get paid. Why? Because he's done the job. What do you mean? Why does he get paid? It's an onus that stopped him doing the job. How can you say you get paid because he's done the job? He hasn't done the job. The job was to bring me this envelope from Yerushalayim to Beit Shemesh, and you did bring his envelope from Yerushalayim to Beit Shemesh. So therefore, an owner stopped you from bringing the Yerushalayim to Beit Shemesh, the envelope. Therefore, the dinner should be the owner stopped you doing the job. Don't get paid. Here it says you do get paid the whole work, and because you did the whole job. Well, he didn't do the whole job.
Yes.
Yeah, so what? Everything. Why is that true? How does that fit with the first halacha where it's considered don't do the job, don't get paid? Here, for some reason, you do get paid. What's the difference?
A big difference between the first two cases, whereas in the first two cases, they didn't do exactly what they were told. The cab driver was supposed to.
I'm talking about Shulchanot. Let's compare the two Shulchanot. The Shulchanot, which says the river dries up. You only did work half day. You don't get paid for only half day. And this case, which says you get the whole wages. What's the difference between half day drying up, where you don't get the whole pay, and here you get the whole wages for going to Yerushalayim and Bet Shem? What's the difference?
The case would have been the same if in the case when the river dried up, he didn't realize it dried up. It was an onus where he didn't realize it dried up, and he kept working. The point is he put in the hours. He put in the time. The people paying have paid for his time. He put in the time, and therefore the loss now goes to the people that paid for the time, not the person that put in the time.
Even though he saw the water wasn't coming out, and therefore he still continued doing.
That's not onus anymore. If he saw it and continued, that's not onus. We're talking about.
So why would he continue?
The second Shulchan Aruch is telling us that if he's working without knowing that he's not accomplishing anything, he gets paid. In the first case, he stopped working once he realized. So you don't get paid for not doing anything.
A very good difference. Now, what does Ellie want to add? No, Ellie?
I think also he did his job in showing that the envelope wasn't there. He went through all the steps, right? And then in the end, the envelope wasn't there. So now he has something to show them that the envelope wasn't there.
So Ellie is saying they got a benefit in knowing that there was no envelope. I don't know whether the employers will be happy with knowing that, but if they weren't even expecting, it wasn't like, go and find out if there's an envelope. There is an envelope. We need it. If it's not, we're lost. We need it. And now you told us bad news, which we never expected, called no envelope. That's not something beneficial for us. It's not something beneficial. We don't get any tellus of what you did. But we do see from Tully a difference that he did the job without realizing there's an onus stopping him. Now, how do we explain that in halachic words? If you go back to our Marbo Kovis, we see how the Nesivus answers the two, and then I'm going to ask you, what do we do with this rule of the Nesivus in respect to our two cases? Then we'll come back to analyze it. So let's see what the Nesivus says. It says like this. Kivin nisbatul kol yom, ein min adin l'shalem, k'shenen nisba'onis. V'lo poshivo yosem min apom. In the case of the river, it stopped halfway through the day, and he just took a holiday, the other half. So he's not right that he should get paid when the owner stopped him doing work, the other half. The employer wasn't negligent more than the work. In the case of, I'm asking you to pick up something from Yerushalayim and bring it back, the envelope. For the Motz, and he goes to Yerushalayim, and he didn't find the envelope. And he comes back to Bet Shemesh, where he's supposed to. He's done the whole tir. He's done the whole job. How can you say that you shouldn't pay him for the work that he's done due to your instructions? He followed your instructions, and he did everything. And at the end of the day, the owner says it was useless. The actual tellus of the job was useless. But you did the job, but you didn't get the tellus. Okay? Mali notsi mazapim. Shotsi tikhazapim. What's the difference if I tell you to spend money on my behalf and you do, then of course you have to reimburse him. I tell you to do work, which is worth money, and you do it, and then I don't get any benefit. Of course you have to reimburse him. So what's the Nesiva saying? Why you get paid in the envelope case? Why do you get paid in Yerushalayim Bet Shemesh case? What's different? Over there, he did the job, as literally the Ramah says. He did the whole work you told him. He didn't get the benefit of the job. So what's the onus on? The onus is on not stopping the job. The onus is on stopping the benefit of the job. But the job was definitely done. You asked me to go from Yerushalayim and come back to Beit Shemesh. I did that. And the onus was is that you didn't get any benefit from it. In the case of the river, you asked me to water it the whole day and I only did half a day. So therefore, the onus is stopping me doing the work. So one is an onus stopping the work. One is an onus stopping the benefit from the work, but the whole work's performed. So therefore, when do you get paid? If you do the whole work and there's an onus on the tennis, then you get paid. But if the onus is that now you can't do the whole job, you only can do a half a job, and we stop you doing the rest of the job, then the worker doesn't get paid. That's the rule the receiver puts forward. Now, using that rule, come and analyze these two cases that we discussed, the plane case and the election car case. What's going to be the halacha based on this rule in the plane case and in the election case? What you're going to suggest using the rules that we said, when you get paid, when you got not paid, what's going to be the thing? Anyone wants to say, give off their first?
Both pulling your thing.
In the eyes of Baruch over here, he says both cases, he gets paid fully for the job. Now, Baruch, explain your reasoning and then allow other people to agree or disagree with what you said.
Right. In the case of the driver, he did his job. He drove around and he completed his what he was hired to do 100%. And also the taxi driver, he checked as he was supposed to. An onus happened, but the benefit wasn't just, he didn't get the benefit of driving him from the airport home.
So Baruch is saying in both cases, the job was done and the onus was on the ta'elis of the job. So therefore it should be fit into the receiver's rule of explaining why you get paid, because the onus was not in stopping you the job, it was the onus was stopping the ta'elis of the job, and you get paid them both. Does everyone agree to that and halachic application of the rules? Does everyone agree?
No.
Okay.
I agree that the taxi guy did his job. He was asked to come to the airport, prepared to pick somebody up and take him home. But the political advertising guy, they didn't hire him to drive a car. They hired him to drive around specific stickers, which he did not.
Okay.
Very nice.
So you're saying in the electrical car, he didn't do the job. It was stopped him doing the job. Okay, so then he shouldn't get paid. Maybe he has a claim for the other guys, but from them, he shouldn't get paid.
I'm just going to disagree with that. You could say the same thing about picking up the envelope. He wasn't paid to travel there and back. He was paid to bring the envelope. If a person didn't have to travel, he had a way of not, they don't care if he's driving or not. They just needed the envelope, be'etzim. But still, there was an inherent tirach in doing
it. Not really. They instructed him the method to get the envelope. They told him, go drive there, it'll be there, and bring it back.
So then let's say they instructed him in the election campaign, I'm going to defend Shmuel here, to drive around, not constantly, in Ramat Beit Shemesh and Beit Shemesh all day long, until the booths stop, just go around every single street, go back to the border, and then you get paid how many hours? That's 9 hours, and they're paying you 100 shekels an hour.
Drive around without saying what has to be on the car. They just pay.
The stickers.
So he's not paying to drive around the car. He's paying to drive around the stickers.
No, he's paying to drive this car, which has stickers on it. Yeah.
Oh, they provided the car.
So tell me. Tell me, what was the exact case here? Tell me, is there a difference of who provides the car or who doesn't provide the car? Very good points, Max.
If they're telling him what to drive around and the car gets stripped, then it's their problem. But if they didn't tell him what to drive, what car to drive, and they told him drive the stickers, he didn't drive the stickers.
Ah, so very good. So both Shmuel and Matis, I think, agree. It's just looking at the case, because we don't know the whole facts of the case. So everyone agrees in the airplane case. Everyone agrees. Yeah, he's done the whole job. He does the job, and there's an onus to get into tennis, so he gets paid. That's a halacha. Based on Baskins, the taxi guy gets paid. I'll tell you a slight nuance in a second on that. In the case of the election car, it depends, like Martin says, and as Shmuel points out, it seems similar, or not similar over there. Yeah, or similar. So it depends. What was the job? If the job was, you know what, Reuven, come with your car, We got stickers, which we want you to put on your car, and you drive around these stickers the whole day. Around for 9 hours, driving our stickers in your car the whole day. So the answer to that is, like Mats has just said, yeah, you're supposed to drive the stickers the whole day, not the car. We got stickers, put it on your car, drive the stickers around, and you only did it for half an hour. There's owners that couldn't drive the stickers the rest of the day. So it's like the river case, that you only get paid for that half an hour, not the rest, because you didn't do the job. You did a job for somebody else. Okay, you go and get money from them. But if the job was, look, Ruvain, come, we've got a car of ours. We plastered our car. We want you, Ruvain, to get in our car, drive this car around for 9 hours, and we'll pay you. Oh, well, you've done that. So therefore, he did drive their car around 9 hours. He did their job, and it was honest and getting the tennis of that, because that car was supposed to advertise and get them more votes, and they didn't. But it was an onus in getting tennis, not onus stopping the job, because he did the job of driving their car. So therefore, he will get paid by our wages. So what was in our scenario? Was it he driving their car, which will be like the case where he gets paid by everything, like going to Shalim and picking up the envelope? Or was he driving his own car, when then it's like the river stopping? So it happens to be in this scenario. I think this is the professional people who drive this car. They have their own car. So it was his own car. Since it was his own car, then the job was not to drive the car for 9 hours. The job was to drive, make sure these stickers for 9 hours be advertised on your car. And you only advertise half an hour on your car. So therefore, it was an onus in stopping you to the job. If it was an onus in stopping you to the job, you only get paid half an hour from us. So therefore, that was the halacha in that case. So therefore, it came out in the case of the thing, he get paid for all his wages because he did the whole job. It was onus in the tennis. In the case of the election car, he was an onus of not being able to do the whole job, and therefore he only gets paid for that half an hour he gets. Now, slight nuances of both cases. First, in the election car case, the nuance which everyone pointed out, he's not going to necessarily lose everything and only get paid half an hour for that whole day's job. He can go to the other election, the other party, and claim wages from them. He said, I did for you the job. I didn't ask me to do the job, but you benefited from it. And since you benefited from it, you have to pay. Maybe not the same wages as I originally set up with my original employer, because here you didn't ask me, but you have to at least give me the lowest going rate of such a job to do, because you did get benefit from it. It's like in the Sodesh or Sulimita, which you definitely want and get benefit from, and then you have to pay. Unless we say to him then that we already had a car going around and your car didn't really add anything, but minimal, then we have to work out exactly how much benefit they received. So they do have to pay for benefit. How to measure that benefit depends on the scenario.
But aside from the benefit, why don't we also charge them for the grumma, at least in Shemayim, the grumma, and therefore if they want to have
the party will tell you. A party will tell you, we didn't do, as official party, we didn't do anything. Who did it is part of our supporters in the streets, not us. It wasn't an official party did it. Go look, if you want to have claims about Shemayim and grommas and stopping me things working, maybe it's maybe even Sigami, maybe, and then you actually have a Mormonist Tainer in Basin. Look, go to those guys in the street. So the other party would say, we paid for Hanor, and we'll have to work out what that Hanor is. Damages, we didn't damage you, you just gave us a lot. Damages on the guys in the street. Find those guys and get a claim against them, either Bidiyot or Bidishwain, whether it's Gami, Groma, work it out with them. So that's in the case of election car. He gets for half an hour proper wages. The rest of it, he gets Hanor, and maybe he can make a claim of damages if he finds it from the third party. So he has to deal with three people over there, some types of groups over there. Yes?
The distinction between whose car it is, that doesn't sit well with me. I mean, it's such a Lundish distinction. Is it even true? Like, I could say that even if it's the party's car, I hired you to drive the car exactly as it is now, right? As opposed to a car with different stickers, and you didn't do that. At the end of the day, in both cases, whether it's my car or the party's
car. It makes a big difference.
I'm paying you for your time. That's the bottom line. What am I? What do I want? What am I paying?
Yeah,
you?
I paid for your time to do your time.
And so to do the job, okay. I'm paying you for your time, and you spent the time. It seems a little bit silly, almost like Dini Mamadas is supposed to like have some logic. No, like it seems.
That's very good logic. Very good logic. You definitely did nine hours. No one decided. You did nine hours for the wrong party.
I get it, but it's the same in both cases. In both cases, I drove a car for 9 hours and I did it for the wrong party. Like either I should get paid or I should not get paid. It seems that's such a like dacistic lumda shechiluk.
It's dacistic.
It doesn't pass the logic.
It's very mistaken. Very mistaken. Forget I once sent this case over to a group of people who also not involved in Chosher Mishpat, and they said, as their initial reaction, of course he shouldn't get paid. So therefore, the people in the streets will have initial reactions without knowing anything to do with halacha. They will have initial reactions of their gut feeling of what's right and what's wrong. So if you go with gut feeling, then of course everyone will have their different opinions, but something to do with halacha. We have to analyze how we actually analyze what happened in the case, and then the halacha will decide according to what exactly happened, who's going to take the thing. And no one over here is to blame, and no one you can say he deserves or not deserves because this guy was mean or nasty, even according to ethics. There's no ethics involved problem over here. It's just gut feelings out there, nothing to do with analyzing and applying the halacha. So everyone has their own different gut feelings. The guy in the first year says his gut feeling, of course he shouldn't get paid. And now you're saying, Stephen,
I understand it shouldn't go like gut feeling, but it seems.
But the halacha
I think this is
a difference between Ernest and not doing the job. That's a clear halacha.
I get the Nesivus' distinction. That makes sense to me. I just in that case with the election, like describing the job you hired him for as being different, whether it's his car or the company's car, seems
okay. To me. But Stephen, in that car, if you don't want to make a difference, the end of the day, it's clearly more leaning. Even if you don't want to make a difference, it's clearly more leaning. Is that after half an hour, you just wasn't doing the job for me.
Okay,
for somebody else. That's clearly because the other person got the benefit. How do you know whose job you're doing it? Who are you working for? Who are you putting your efforts in? Who actually gets the benefit out of it? Yeah. Then of course the other party is getting the benefit. So of course, if you don't want to make differences between the cars and say it's his the company car or it's his personal, of course the halakha would define it. Of course he wasn't doing a job for the first party because the other party got the benefit. So of course the job of 8.5 hours was not for the first party. It was only 8.5 hours for the second party. Company the first party, half an hour was the job and it finished. The onus was after half an hour, the first party are out of the picture. Now there's a darkistic chilek that says, is there even in that scenario where we can still get the first party? So as Mats is put forward, maybe it makes a difference in car or not car. Yes, if you don't want to recover that, fine. You don't want to recover that. But that I can understand Mats' clinic between whose car is not car to make a difference in that. But the standard view, even without that difference, was the job was finished for the first party after half an hour. And therefore, no job was done for 8.5 hours for that first party. For sure, the first party doesn't get paid. Maybe there's a scenario that it's his car and they're putting stick, and it was their car. And maybe when it's their car, maybe you can still look at it as he's doing what they did and it's usual. Maybe he can do that. Maybe Mattis is correct. You're not happy with that Duncan's credit, so you can have an argument with Mattis on that hit.
But the halacha
is that without that hit, the halacha is. He stopped doing the job after half an hour.
Can I ask a question? One thing that's really bullet for me, having been through these things as a lawyer, is there's no questions about the anhaga of the driver of the election car. You know, to change one little thing, a sticker, okay, I can understand that can happen without him noticing it. But the whole car was surrounded by stickers. You mean he didn't notice that either there were a lot of people around or people were on top of the car doing, come on. You know, he has some responsibility. You know, the Beis Din came up and said he's entitled to a half hour. I'm not even sure he shouldn't have to pay for the mistake. why is there no discussion about
Renato, if he's negligent, then you've got claims against him, and obviously
he is negligent.
The answer. Renato, you understand he's negligent in that case. Well, because you're not involved in Israeli society and how things work over here in Israeli election days and how that things can develop without your knowledge over here. Yeah, if there's a huge crowd, Lorleno, if you're not Lorleno, let's go to something nice. If you go to the Belzer Rebbe's chasana, yes, the Belzer Rebbe is making a chasana, and there's thousands of Hasidim over there, crowds, you can't hardly breathe. There's a constant watch has been in the streets over there. Yeah, you don't know what's going even on what your toes are. You don't know if anyone's putting stickers on your toes at that stage. Yeah,
that's accurate. I'm sorry.
Don't go there.
This car was supposed to be completely covered with stickers. That means on top, on the hood. And he didn't see on the hood that something changed? Come on.
It depends what color it is. He doesn't read anything. Yeah, the guy doesn't read anything, and he just goes around. If it's test or test, what's the difference? Test or test? What's the difference? Yeah, Dan.
Can I raise a different point?
Yeah, you raise a different point. Problem.
Yeah, as far as the even if it's Reuven's own car, it seems to me it depends. If they say, take these posters, put it on your car, and drive for 9 hours, then he did that. Even if someone put a poster on top of that, he was makayim everything he was asked to do. If he was told, advertise for us for our parties for 9 hours,
I agree with Stephen. That sticker chilik is not good enough. It doesn't fit well with me.
Once I give you stickers,
definitely the job is, these stickers need to move around. I'm just saying how to do it as advice, put it on your car, and that's how you move it around. My job is, I'm employing you to move the stickers around. So yeah, that I agree to see that ducker sticker thing is doing well. How he says the word.
They want to drive around with the stickers to get neighbors to neighborhood. And they say, you put your stickers on the car. How do you do it? They tell them, give the exact instructions. Put it over here. And then drive, and they check the car, and they see it's good, and then he drives around.
This is how you get those stickers around. Pull it over here, and move the stickers around like that. That's all they say. Not when they give further explanation of how to do the stickers. At the end of the day, the job is to do the stickers in different neighborhoods. Okay, that is, I agree to Stephen over there. Now, let's move on. Okay, let's move on. Everyone's entitled to argue, right? Entitled to argue in how you... I'm just telling you what I would hold and what Bobby Dylan would probably say. Yeah, Bobby Dylan did say. Yeah. Let's move on to the next case. So we haven't really discovered yet a case where you don't do the job and still get paid. Because basically what we said now, if you don't do the job, you don't get paid. If you do the job, you do get paid. How do you look when you do it and when you don't? That's what we said. So we haven't discovered what we want to discover yet. So let's move on to the next case. Tully, can you bring up the Mar Makomas, please?
Looking for them, hold on. There
we go. So you go down underneath them. See this art? You see there two buses or coaches, whatever. So what happened over here? A whole group hired the company of Reuven to drive from them from Yerushalayim to Sfat, and he's on the journey on the right hand side, coach bus, and a quarter way through the journey, halfway through the journey, and smoke starts coming out of the bus. Something obviously technically problematic with that bus. So he stops on the side, he opens up the wherever he needs to open up the bonnets, he looks around, tampers away for about 3 or 4 or 5 minutes, and he says, I sorted out the problem, no problem. And he says, it's still going to smell, a little smoke will come out, but we'll get there fine. Now, none of the people on the bus are too happy to go on the bus, the coach, which has smoke and problems and still has the smoke problems. And the guy is saying, don't worry, you won't die. It won't blow up. Trust me, even though it looks like it's smoking. Now, they're not too happy. So they decide to get off the bus and say, we're not prepared to continue on this. We're not prepared to continue like this. It's dangerous in our eyes. They can't convince him to go. So he phones up the company, the bus driver. He said, this is what happens. And the company manager, it says, look, we'll supply a replacement. It will come within 20 minutes. 20 minutes. Just wait, hang around for 20 minutes. So they weren't prepared to hang around and decided to go their own way. Some went on a taxi, some went in a tender, some went in other means of getting there to their destination. And now they're making a claim back, or not making a claim back, because they haven't necessarily paid. They're making the claim now, so basically do have to pay for the original coach, the original company for in such a situation. So if you look at what happens, is that the job was performed for half the way, an owner stopped them being performed continuously, and now they don't want to pay for the whole job. They want to say that we had to get replacement vehicles, which cost the amount of the whole journey in any case, so therefore we're not going to pay for you for anything, what you did. And they're saying, look, you have to pay for the whole journey because we're prepared to give you a replacement and get you to your destination. So what's going to be the halach in such a situation? How do you halachically analyze what's the result in such a case? Do we look at it, they did half the job, they only get paid for half? Do we look at it, that there's an onus that really in they did the whole job, just didn't get the tennis job, so they get paid? Do you look at it that they don't get paid anything because others had to hire somebody else to finish off the job, which cost the whole job? How do you look at such a scenario with these coaches?
Well, one guy. Oh, sorry.
Let's watch this week first.
Unless the company promised to get them there by a specific time, a 20-minute delay is very reasonable. It could easily happen in traffic. And so I think the bus company would be in a good position there.
I would agree with Matis because the bus was prevented and the company was prevented from finishing the job because the people refused to wait the 20 minutes. Had they not offered to replace the bus and they could have gone on, but the smell or whatever else, that raises a whole different question. But since they were willing, a company was willing to replace it, the company was prevented by the people from finishing the job and it should be paid.
Okay, so we've got agreement between Matis and Ramanachem they shouldn't have waited around 20 minutes. So of course they have to pay for the whole job. It sounds like both Matis and Ramanachem say. And of course they have to pay for the whole job just because they upped about 20 minutes. You wouldn't call that an onus. That's what Matis seems to be saying. It's not an onus that prevents the job being performed right. Or being finished. It's no onus at all because there was a replacement offered in such a case. Okay? Correct. That's what Matis and Larkin say. Everyone agree or not? Okay, let's silence is bliss. Let's go back to the Marma Kovitz and see if there's a halakhic source to what Matis and Menachem are both saying. I probably believe there is. Let's see.
Oh, boy.
If there's agreement, there must be some sort of source. Okay. So this is a halakhic and Shulchan Aruch based on the Gemara, but see, it says like this. Amalei Svinas Dam Ani Maskil Lachem. He says, look, I'm renting you out this ship. A ship. I'm writing out a ship for you to deliver your goods. And a guy came along and said, look, I'm going to hire your company to deliver my goods. In this particular case, is this wine? This wine I'm going to need to get there. Even though nothing has been paid, he has to pay for the whole journey. In what scenario are you talking about? Well, I probably missed out a bit of a line over here. In the case where the ship sank halfway through the journey, the ship that was carrying the goods sank halfway through the journey, and therefore the whole job wasn't done. And obviously there's no tenders because the wine is underneath the water. They had to pay for the whole job. Sha'ayomelo, why? Because he's the owner of the ship company, says to him, "Heavily, bring me the wine, bring me the wine. I need Avi Hosina, I'll finish the job. I'll bring another ship and I'll finish the job. Look, I'll take it then. Just bring the wine, just bring it and I'll finish the job."
Bring it to the middle of the ocean?
Since he says, "I'm willing to finish the job," so therefore you have to pay for the whole job in such a case.
I say that ships don't sink unless there was some negligence in maintaining.
It was heavy wine. It was very heavy wine.
Yeah, there was a storm. Yeah, you wouldn't believe this.
It was torpedoed by a U-boat.
Yeah, okay. Ships are very, it's a very dangerous business, shipping. Yeah, so therefore,
I just have a question. I just want to repeat
the case and then you can have the question. Then what does it say? It's got a case. I hired a ship to take my goods from A to B. Halfway through it sank. He gets the whole wages because he's able to say these words. What's the problem? I'll do the whole job. Just bring me the goods. I'll do the whole job. And those words entitle him to get paid the whole job, even though he's only done half the job. If he's able to say his words, that gives him rights to the whole job. Now, what's your question to me?
So my question is, when he says, or theoretically says, or actually says, "Bring me the wine and I'll deliver it for you now," does that mean I'll deliver it from the beginning, meaning from the original port, I have a new ship that can come and take them all the way? Or he means meet me in the middle of the water halfway where they sunk, and from that point on, I'll take it the rest of the way. What's the offer?
Offer is, I'll take it from where we left off.
That's right.
From the middle of the water. I'm not realistic. There's no way they're going to get the wine there.
They wouldn't get the
you
wine.
You get it. Anyway. I will meet halfway.
Even if the water were only 2 feet deep, they wouldn't get the wine anyway. It would probably be spoiled or broken or whatever. Why are we focusing on this as opposed to, you're saying that there could have been a storm? What if there was no storm?
Okay, we're not in a courtroom where we're trying to defend the wine people are saying that this guy's negligence. Not negligence. Yeah. The shoe storm went down. What do you want? Onus. Yeah, let's say so. It's onus. Now, normally we say onus, and you don't do the job, don't get paid. Here we find the case. Onus, didn't do the job, definitely didn't do the job. Only half the job, and still gets paid everything. Why? Because he can say these words. I'm prepared to finish it off. Now, here's the question you need to think till next week, where we'll take this fighter. Why can't the worker always say that and be able to get paid always? Let's go back to the river case, the classic case where he doesn't get paid the whole work. The river case is, you take this water out of the river, and water my field for the whole day. Halfway through, the river dries up. The halach is, you only did half the job, you only get paid half the day. Why? The worker can say, "Look, I'm prepared to do the whole job, just bring me the river. Bring me the river, and I'll pay the job." What's the difference between the river case and the ship case? River case, you only get half, and the ship case, you get the whole thing. Both cases, the chori can say, "I'm willing to do the whole job, just bring me the materials, and I'll do it." So you should always be able to get a job paid in such a fashion. So that's a big question. Analyze how we're going to answer up that steerer in Shat, or just understanding basic Shat, what's going on over here. And once you have that answer, then we'll analyze it back in our case of the coach bus case. Okay. Have a shmurta, wonderful being with all, great interaction, beautiful interaction for all of you this week, and very enjoyable. And yeah, of course, I always say you have always have the right to argue, because we're not talking about actually implementing your decisions. We're not going to implement what you decide. But in Halach and Torah, everyone should have born in the Torah. Everyone can argue in their smallest and think and what things and duck is this. Right, that's what this year is all about. And it's beautiful interaction. And I enjoy it very much. Thank you for joining us. Have a short talk. Yes.
Yeah,
so the answers that you gave so far for the two cases from last week, are those final answers or is there still more information coming to
you? Yeah, they're final. We've got answers in the plain case. We've got answers in the election card case. Yeah, in the what was actually applied and basically. Maybe you're going to argue on how you would have done that. But now we're discussing the bus case. We haven't got an answer because we haven't yet analyzed this claim, which is a basic thing we don't understand. The worker can always say, I'm prepared to do the whole job. So therefore, why shouldn't he always get paid? What does that mean by the boat? Okay, I'll see you next week and we'll take that logic further. Have a good talk. Wonderful.
How's your father?